This is the Texas Standard.
Harvey and Irma, a 1-2 punch for the U.S., but you know our neighbors just across the border, they're looking at the potential of a dual-front catastrophe, too. Tropical storm Katia moving slowly in the Gulf of Mexico, building strength as it hangs over that water set to hit Veracruz Saturday. And a story you may have woken up to. Dozens reported dead after a powerful quake in Mexico. The Standard's Joy Diaz following this story for us. Joy, tell us more about this quake.
Well, it was a very strong earthquake, 8.1. I remember the one in 1985, just as intense. But this one hit Chiapas. And Chiapas, we know, is a state that borders with Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And we also know that it's a state heavily hit with poverty. Right. So the destruction there is even harder felt.
From what I understand on the Richter scale, this was the biggest in 100 years.
That's right.
In Mexico.
And that's right.
It could be felt as far north as Mexico City.
That's right. And we're also afraid of the aftershock, which normally comes, right? And it's expected to be in the 7-point something.
So have you been on the phone with anyone down in that region?
Yes, with reporters in Mexico, and they're telling me that there's a lot of devastation. But something interesting is that the government was very much ready for this. The
really?
Air Force is out in full force. Alarms calling people to take refuge mm-hmm. and evacuate because of fears of a tsunami were enabled and people were moved. So there's dozens of people who have been reported dead, but still the destruction is not as massive as could have been expected.
From what I understand, though, there were, if you think about what the scenes were like in Mexico City, apparently there were some broken glass and that sort of thing. But in Oaxaca, in Chiapas, there were reports of buildings down too.
Yes, a church, a historic church fell down. It killed two people, unfortunately. The loss of life, of course, but also the loss of this historic building. A city hall fell down. One very moving element is that the Mexican flag fell and the community came together to lift it despite the building being down.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to learn more as the day goes on because, of course, this hit in the middle of the night.
Yes. And one thing that I've been hearing from all of the reporters that I've talked to this morning is they're saying, you know, it worked. Training worked. People saw what happened in Mexico City in 85, and they, as soon as they felt the tremors, they got out. And in 85, when I was 9 years old, we didn't have that training.
Mexico, as I understand, has actually deployed an interesting early warning system, which does give people, especially in the interior of the country,
yes.
several seconds of early warning.
Almost a minute. And that is a whole lot of time when disaster is coming.
Yeah.
So, yes, a lot of people were able to get out of the buildings, get out of hospitals even. Unfortunately, the power went down and that created some chaos.
But all of this is happening as the country is trying to prepare for the possibility of tropical storm, if not an actual hurricane, depending
yes.
on how this is building up over the weekend. Is Mexico prepared to deal with a two-front crisis like this?
Well, who is prepared? I mean, you will be dealing with loss of life, loss of property, with an economic disaster. Who is prepared for that? Apparently, you know, we are the richest nation in the world, and it seems like perhaps we were not prepared for that either.
Because we're, of course, dealing with a two-front catastrophe.
That's right.
As well. Any word on how folks can help, if assistance is required in Mexico right now?
I think we'll know more after today. President Enrique Peña Nieto is scheduled to visit there to put boots on the ground at 6 p.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's lots of moving pieces. So they're saying perhaps tonight, perhaps tomorrow morning, the president will be there. And I think then we will know more.
For the latest on the earthquake, that is Joy Diaz, Texas Standard Zone. Thanks so much for taking a few moments out to talk with us.
Thanks, David.